Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for self-compassion. Yes, self-compassion gives us peace of mind. It unlocks that peace. So let's go for it. We place our hand on our heart and we partner up with that higher Holy Spirit self. We are taking ourselves to the limit. We're reaching high with self-compassion. Love is our healer, and compassion is loving understanding. We are grateful and thankful to be self-loving and self-compassionate. We are discovering the expansiveness of love, and we are allowing ourselves to truly live it. We are willing to heal every sense of discord, every sense of disharmony, every sense of lack and limitation, and we're letting the self-love and the self-compassion heal our judging mind. We are grateful and thankful to relinquish all the thoughts, beliefs, habits, and patterns that do not serve our life of love. We are grateful to open ourselves to true understanding, true loving compassion for ourselves. We're willing to give up the habits of berating ourselves, beating ourselves up, or affirming in any way that we deserve to be punished. We're giving all that up. And we are truly grateful that we can not only express and experience compassion for ourselves, but we are truly extending compassion to everyone because we are one with them. So grateful and so thankful to open ourselves to the healing that we desire. So grateful and thankful to open ourselves to the freedom that is our natural state. We're emptying our heart of any regrets or resentments, any guilt or blame or shame that we've been carrying with us. We're allowing it to be dissolved and resolved permanently back to the root cause, so we never experience it again. We are joyful, we are gleeful that we can empty out the past and live in the present moment free and clear. We are grateful for this clarity and we share the benefits with everyone because we're one with them. Self-compassion is our way and we are grateful to go that way today and every day. In gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes. Oh, so grateful. So very grateful. Thank you, God, for self-compassion. And thank you for praying with me today. We are the two or more gathered in the name and the nature of love, and it's powerful. It's healing. It's nourishing. Yes. And let's see what's coming up. First thing coming up is the Forgive and Be Free workshop in the Boston area. And then that's March 22nd. And then in New York on March 29th. These are my free donation Forgive and Be Free workshops for forgiveness. All are welcome. Do please register so we know how many are coming. And then the first weekend in April is my retreat online for recovery from sexual abuse. So we have had so much healing from the last retreat, which was in person, that I've been asked to do this one online, and we're doing it the first weekend in April. So you can book that now. And then I am so excited to be part of the A Course in Miracles conference in Los Angeles. That's Memorial Day weekend. And then in the weekend after that, the last weekend in May and the first week of June, two events back to back in the UK. Stop Playing Small retreat followed by either my spiritual counseling training or my teacher training. And you get to decide. If we get enough people registered, I will come and do them. And that's wonderful. I'm so excited about that. It's been a number of years since I've done a retreat or a training in the UK. So if there's enough interest, I'll come. Please let me know. All the details on the events page at jenniferhadley.com for all these events and much more. I love you. Have a magnificent day filled with self-compassion and self-love. Mwah.